from NPR and WNYC, live from the Bell House in beautiful Brooklyn, New York, it's NPR's hour of puzzles, word games, and trivia. Ask Me Another. And here's your host, Ophira Eisenberg.
Thank you, Jonathan. We have an amazing guest for you. You might know him from Dead Poets Society, Training Day, Boyhood, or his truly influential movie, Reality Bites. Yes, because it led a generation of women like me to believe that if you're really patient, things will end happily ever after with the tortured musician that is so good looking. I'm going to have to ask Ethan back for my 20s, but anyhow, of course, our VIP is Ethan Hawke. And let's welcome our first two contestants to play a game called To Be or Not To Be, Caleb Rota and Terry Pose. Caleb, what is your favorite Shakespearean play?
That was my biggest fear going on here.
Really?
That it'd be Shakespeare, yeah.
Okay.
Because I'm a theater major.
Yeah.
I feel like if I screw up...
Well, but your favorite, how could you...
Okay, favorite has to be As You Like It.
Great answer.
Yep.
And why specifically?
Two reasons. One, best female protagonist.
Right?
You can't beat her.
I already think you won this whole thing.
Oh, sweet. Good. Sorry. Thanks for showing up, Terry. But
I haven't heard from Terry yet, but good job.
And second, most phallic jokes.
All right.
Yeah.
That is an interesting couple of things.
It is,
they
isn't it?
Almost,
isn't it?
Yeah, they almost cancel each other out. Terry, how about you?
It would have to be Hamlet, because that is what they base Lion King off of. What Lion King's based on.
Yeah, okay. So. You guys are so modern. So Ethan Hawke once played Hamlet as a modern-day film student. You guys get to play Hamlet as a game show contestant. So we've tweaked his famous To Be or Not To Be soliloquy to include other words that begin with the letters B-E. To help me run this game is our one-man house band, Jonathan Colton.
Hello.
Can you give them an example?
I would be happy to. If I said, Hamlet said this while he thought about cinching his tunic at the waist for a more figure-flattering look, you would answer, to belt or not to belt?
Yes.
I would. Yes, you would.
Yeah.
Yes, you would.
Yes. Yeah. It's a groaner game, is what it is. So give us your best dramatic reading when you answer, and here's a hint, not all of the answers will be verbs, okay? And the winner will move on to our Ask Me One More final round at the end of the show. Hamlet said this while mulling over a trip to a Central American country bordered by Mexico and Guatemala.
To Belize or not to Belize?
Exactly, that is the question.
Evoking a certain Grammy-winning diva, Hamlet sang this while contemplating asking his girlfriend, Ophelia, to put a ring on it. Terry.
To Beyonce or not to Beyonce?
Indeed. Mm-hmm. That is the question. That's a funny thing, because your name is Ophelia.
Yes, it is. You know what kind of ring Ophelia could have used? A life preserver. I won't toss that to her. That is staying
too
in the
soon.
Show.
Too soon. Too soon. It's been 500 years, guys. Come on.
A lot of people are not ready
to
move on.
That is how, that's a crowd that loves their Shakespeare. They're like, wait a second.
Hey.
Hamlet uttered this while considering a pair of oversized headphones from a company named after a rapper.
To Beats by Dre or not to Beats by Dre? To not is the answer to that question.
Hamlet exclaimed this while adorning poor Yorick's skull with self-adhering rhinestones, using a classic as-seen-on-TV gizmo. Terry.
To bedazzler or not to bedazzler?
That's right.
And we also know the answer to that.
Bedazzler.
Always.
Yeah, always.
Always.
While trying to talk to his father's ghost, Hamlet accidentally summoned the title character of a 1988 Tim Burton film and said this.
Terry. To Beetlejuice or not to Beetlejuice?
Yeah!
Hamlet said this while kicking around the idea of performing Elwood's signature male-attracting move from the film Legally Blonde. Terry.
To bend and snap or not to bend and snap?
Absolutely correct.
We are such idiots for not knowing that. This is your last question. Hamlet muttered this in front of the fridge over a pint of Cherry Garcia ice cream. Caleb.
To Ben and Jerry's or not to Ben and Jerry's?
Exactly. Puzzle guru John Chinesky, how did our contestants do?
Well, it was close, but it looks like Terry is going to be the contestant moving on to the final round. Way to go, Terry.